Good morning, everyone. Just want to say a quick Dvar Torah, just a quick thought about Kriya Shema. So we know that there are, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes that there are two different types of mitzvos that we perform. There are what he calls objective mitzvos and subjective mitzvos. An objective mitzvah is a mitzvah where the action is really, 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 really important. That's the most important part of the mitzvah. And what you're thinking is perhaps of less importance, maybe. And a subjective mitzvah is that what you're thinking when you're doing the mitzvah is very, very important. So what's an example of an objective mitzvah and a subjective mitzvah? So for example, eating matzah or putting on tefillin. So people, when you eat matzah, the most important thing is that you take a bite out of that matzah and you eat the matzah. The most important thing for those who put on tefillin is when you wrap the tefillin. Your thoughts are not as important. However, there are certain mitzvos where the thought is really important. So an example of that is what we just did, tefillah, kriyat shema. When it comes to those things, we can't simply think about Hashem. We obviously have to say words, and the words that Chazal, that our rabbis composed, we say those words, or some of the words are from the Torah. But it's the thinking which is of so much importance. And just to give an example of the distinction, we know that there is a concept called kavana. You have to have kavana when you're performing mitzvos. There actually is a debate in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and it's even unresolved in the Shulchan Aruch, whether mitzvos require kavana or not. Are mitzvos trichos kavana? Do mitzvos require kavana? So everyone agrees that when it comes to davening, Shema and Shemon Esrei, for example, mitzvos, so that does require kavana. What's the difference when you have kavana, when you're doing, let's say, the mitzvah of eating matzah or tefillin, versus when you're doing the mitzvah of, let's say, kriyat shema? The difference is that when it comes to, let's say, eating matzah, what's the kavana you have? I'm doing this mitzvah because Hashem said so. I'm putting on tefillin because Hashem said so. The kavana that's required, the intent that's required, is that you have in mind that I'm doing this because Hashem said so. However, when it comes to Shema, the kavana is not simply I'm doing this because Hashem said so. The kavana with Shema and Shemon Esrei, for that matter, is much deeper. That we'll talk about in the coming days. The kavana of Shema, for example, is that you have to have in mind that when I'm doing this, I'm doing what's called Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemayim. I'm accepting Hashem as my king. It's not simply that I'm saying these words because Hashem said so. It's that when I'm saying these words, I have something in mind vis-a-vis my relationship with Hashem. That's the difference between an objective mitzvah and a subjective mitzvah. An objective mitzvah, the main thing is the action. And I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem said so. Subjective mitzvahs like Shema that we just said, and Shemon Esrei for that matter, is we have a special kavana. And the kavana for Shema is that when we say the Shema, we're accepting Hashem as our king. Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemayim.